Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, Wowzer fams, it's Mindy here, and I gotta confess, we've been keeping a secret from you. Okay, I'll just tell you. We have been working on a whole new podcast. That's right, Reg, a brand new podcast with funky beats and a fresh new host. Well, yes, you are funky and fresh, Reggie, but no, you are not the host for this one. But there are a lot of big names, like Goldilocks, Rapunzel, the tortoise, and the hare. It's Once Upon a Beat, Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast where we take your favorite folk tales and fables and remix them for a new generation. That's you. Every episode is a new spin on a familiar story with music and hooks that you won't find anywhere in the storybooks. And it's all queued up by your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuch, and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. I know! I want to listen right now, too! But we gotta wait until the end of the episode for a special sneak peek. Wowzer fans, stick around after today's episode to listen to the trailer for Once Upon a Beat. And if you like it, you can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere on May 1st. It's Once Upon a Beat. That's it. And now let's get back to the show. Let's just double-check that invite that Guy Raz sent us. Let's see here. What does it say? Oh, okay. Dear Mindy and Reggie, please join me for a potluck dinner at my micro house tonight. I will be preparing a kale salad with quinoa? Quinoa? Sounds delicious. If you could bring a dessert to the dinner, you would be my hero. Okay, fine. He didn't say that last part, but he did say to bring a dessert. Oh, and it sounds like my caviar tart pops are just about done. Opening the toaster. Okay, let me just get all my stuff together here. Adventure toolkit, dessert, and an open mind. Okay, Reg, all ready to go? Oh, think you can get the door, Reg? My hands are kind of full. Thanks, buddy. Reggie, I told you, we're going to Guy Raz's house, we're going to knock on the front door, ring the doorbell 7 times, and then let ourselves in without waiting for him to answer. What do you mean he's not in his house? Where is he? Working in his vegetable garden? Oh, yeah, there he is. Hey, Guy Razzie, over here. Huh, that's weird. Maybe he's singing to his tomato plants again and can't hear me. Guy Raz? Razzie! What are you doing out here in your veggie patch? I thought you'd be neck deep in salad prep by now. Guy Raz, are you even listening to me? Guy Raz! Hello? Still ignoring me, huh? Well, two can play at this game, buddy. See how you like it. Oh, come on, Guy Raz! Roz! Talk to me! 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 Talk to me!
Mindy?
Ah! Oh, I'm fine. Hi, Rozzie?
Were you just talking to my scarecrow?
Scarecrow? What? No? Maybe? Yes?
Uh-huh.
It's not my fault, Guy Raz. Your scarecrow looks just like you.
Well, I had to dress him up in my own clothes and glasses because that's all I had.
Well, you sure fooled me.
Well, it's not you I'm trying to fool, Mindy. It's those pesky birds that keep eating all my vegetables.
There are other birds besides Reggie?
Well, it all started last week when I came out here to harvest my crops. Oh boy, I can't wait to harvest my crops. I'd spent months planting, watering, and singing to these plants to get them ready for eating. But then, just when I came out to pick them, my plants, they've been eaten.
No.
Some birds had swooped in and eaten all of my vegetables before I had a chance to pick them.
So you decided to place a life-sized replica of yourself in your vegetable garden.
Well, I know I'm not personally scary, but I thought maybe a scarecrow of me could keep those pesky birds away from my crops.
And, how's that working out?
Well, just take a look around, Mindy. This whole vegetable patch is a disaster zone.
Yeah, this vegetable garden's looking like a half-eaten salad.
I just don't know what to do.
Hold the phone, Guy Raz. I think I might have just the thing.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I've got it right here in my adventure toolkit. Oh, here, can you hold my Tart Pops?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. No, not that. Not that either. More cats! Get out of here!
Mindy, why did you even bring your adventure toolkit in the first place?
Oh, you know, Guy Raz, with the kind of stuff that you eat, every dinner's an adventure. Gotta be prepared. Now, where did I put those eyes?
Eyes?
I know I had them in here somewhere. Oh, here they are. Look, they rattle, just like mine.
Wait a minute, Mindy, are those googly eyes?
Uh-huh. These ones are extra googly. Just what you're gonna need if you want to keep those birds away from your salad garden.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How?
Well, I'll show you. So I'm just gonna take the Guy Raz-y glasses off your scarecrow here. We hold on to these, please, Guy Raz?
Yes.
Now, I'm just gonna place one extra large googly eye on the right side of the glasses.
Okay.
And one extra large googly eye on the left side of the glasses. There we go. Now let's put these glasses back on the scarecrow. And ta-da!
I'm not following you here, Mindy. All you've done is make my scarecrow look ridiculous. How is this supposed to keep my crops safe?
Okay, first of all, I've only made your scarecrow look more ridiculous. And second of all, according to science, these googly eyes are the best way to keep those pesky birds away.
These googly eyes? How?
Okay, so it's not just your salad garden that has the bird problem, Guy Raz. Every single year, fisheries all over the world are just pillaged by pesky seabirds.
Oh, I've read about this. And fisheries are kind of like the farms of the ocean, right?
Yeah, exactly. So instead of raising cows or chickens, they raise different kinds of fish.
And these fish keep getting eaten by the seabirds?
Oh, yeah. It's a big problem. And not only that, but a lot of these seabirds also end up getting caught up in the nets that the fisher folk use to herd their fish.
Huh, so it sounds like it's not only bad because these birds are eating all the fisher folk's fish, but it's also bad for the birds themselves.
You got it. But here's the thing, Guy Raz. You can't exactly just put up a bunch of scarecrows in the middle of the ocean to keep the birds away.
Yeah, that would be pretty ridiculous, Mindy.
Ridiculous? How about redonkulous? So here's the thing. These researchers from a conservation group called BirdLife International, they came up with a different idea. And not just a different idea, but a better idea.
Which was?
Googly eyes! Sorry.
Googly eyes?
Yep. The idea was that these googly eyes would make the buoys look like terrifying predators and scare the birds away.
And did it work?
Did it work? Well, why don't we set up this scarecrow over here and do a little experimenting of our own?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, let's set up this googly-eyed scarecrow in your salad garden and then go hide in that bush over there and see if it works.
What about the potluck dinner?
Kairos, does a potluck dinner taste as good as a science experiment? No, it doesn't. So come on! Anything for science?
Anything for science.
Yes. Okay, let's get this googly-eyed Guy Raz scarecrow stuck in the ground here. Anyone? Can you help me out here? Okay, now come on. Let's go hide in that bush over there. Come on, Guy Raz.
Stop. Stop dragging me along, Mindy.
And dive! And hi.
Ow! Mindy! Oh! This bush is so prickly!
Well, stop wiggling around so much!
Okay, fine. Well, how exactly is this supposed to work, Mindy?
Okay, so as I was saying before, when those researchers attached the googly eyes to their buoys in the water, they were hoping that they would mimic the eyes of a predator and scare the birds away.
Right, and I imagine if the birds see large eyes bobbing up and down in the ocean, they think it's a predator and then probably go looking for food somewhere else.
Exact-oritos. Oh, hold on. I think I see one coming.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. What you up to?
He thinks it's you.
Are you singing to your tomato plants again?
Seriously? That was just like one time.
Huh. Something seems different about you, Guy Raz. Did you get a new haircut or something? No, that's not it. Is it new glasses? Guy Raz, I'm talking to you. Did you get new glasses? Guy, what is wrong with you?
He totally fell for it.
Wait a minute. You're not breathing.
Oh, no.
You're not breathing.
What?
Help! Help! Medical emergency. Don't worry, Guy Raz. I'll save you by running away and finding someone who knows how to save you.
Dennis.
Medic! Medic! Does anyone know CPR?
That was unexpected.
At least the googly eyes seem to be effective at keeping Dennis away.
Yeah, but the real question is, did these googly eyes keep the birds away from those fishing nets?
Okay, so the researchers from BirdLife Conservation, you know, the ones that were trying to keep the seabirds from getting caught up in the fisherfolk's nets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they attached these massive googly eyes to a handful of buoys in a bay off the coast of Estonia.
And Estonia is a country in Eastern Europe right next to Finland and Russia, right?
That's the one.
And what did they find?
Well, they set them all up, and then they basically did what we're doing right now. They headed back to shore and started observing what the birds did.
Go on.
And after observing these googly-eyed buoys for about 250 hours...
Which, if my math serves me right, is about 10 and a half days.
Yeah, so after about 10 days of observations, they made a startling discovery.
What was it?
Oh, hold on, Guy Raz. I think someone else is coming.
Huh?
Shh.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Ross staring at his vegetables again.
It's Grandma G-Force.
I said Mr. Ross staring at his vegetables.
What in the...
Oh, ignoring me, huh? Well, I don't like being ignored.
Uh-oh.
If you're not careful, you're gonna get one of these.
Oh, G-Force just head-butted my heirloom tomato plants.
Ooh, and a body slam to the Brussels sprouts. Oh, that's cold.
I call that one the G-Force Special. Let that be a lesson to you, boy. You don't ignore a 3-time pepper-eating wrestling champ.
That's my Grandma G-Force.
Yikes. Remind me never to ignore Grandma G-Force.
She's just grumpy because she hasn't had her afternoon nap yet.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, where were we? Oh, yeah. So these researchers observed these googly-eyed buoys for around 10 days, and then they calculated how much of an effect they were having at keeping the seabirds away from the fishing nets.
And what do they find?
Well, they found that the buoys with the googly eyes on them reduced the number of birds in the area by 20 to 30%, meaning that the googly-eyed buoys were scaring the birds away, therefore protecting the fish.
Wow, that's pretty significant, Mindy.
Yeah, and not only that, but they found that when the eyes were removed from the buoys, that the birds, well, they just flocked right back.
Meaning that it wasn't just an accident and that the googly eyes really were scaring off the birds.
You know it.
That's pretty incredible, Mindy, keeping all those fish and birds safe and all it took was a pair of googly eyes?
Who knew?
Oh, hold on, Mindy. Someone else is coming.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Rozzy. You scared me. What you doing out here? Oh, I see. Silence. Just contemplating life, huh?
Shh.
Wow, you are zen. I wish I were like you. My mind's always clickety-clacking away. Yap, 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 yap. And I'm always like, hey, mind, be quiet. But it don't ever listen. Huh. I can't put my finger on what's different about you today, Guy Rozzy. But I like this new you. It's peaceful. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that's about as much silence as I need for one day. See you later. Ha-cha-cha.
Well, looks like Thomas Fingerling is a pretty big fan of googly-eyed Guy Raz.
Looks like it. So what's the next step for these googly-eyed buoys, Mindy?
Well, after the successful trial experiment in Estonia, the researchers now want to take these googly-eyed sea crows international.
As in, they want to see if this experiment can be replicated elsewhere?
That's right, a world tour. In fact, the next place that they'll be deploying their googly eyes is in Iceland.
Iceland? You mean that island country way up north that's halfway between America and Europe?
That's the one. Iceland is super big into fishing, and so they also have a problem with seabirds and fishnets.
And these researchers want to see if it will work on a bigger scale?
Yeah, so they're planning on tinkering with the design of these googly-eyed buoys and then setting them up at a large lumpfish fishery.
Well, it's good to know that these googly eyes are having an effect on seabirds, but I wish we could find out whether they're also going to keep those pesky birds away from my crops.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, all we've learned so far is that these googly eyes seem to make our neighbors very emotional.
Wait, Guy Raz, over there, look!
What?
A flock of crows!
Yeah, actually, Mindy, a group of crows is called a... And it looks like they're eyeing up my vegetables again.
Wait a minute, Guy Raz.
Wow, Mindy, did you see that? They all just flew away.
Yeah, looks like that googly idea really did work after all.
Wow, it did, Mindy. Thank you so much for helping me out with my pest problem.
I'm coming, Guy. I'm coming. I'm gonna save you!
I think you might have spoken too soon.
Guy Raz, I'm back. I couldn't find a doctor, but I did find the next best thing. Tommy, hurry up!
Don't boss me. Also, what are we doing here?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
Okay, I think the fun's over. Dennis, that's not Guy Raz!
Ah! What was that? Is that Bush talking to us?
Dennis!
Ooh, better poke it with a stick to be sure.
It's not. Ow! It's not the Bush. Dennis, it's us.
Hi!
Reggie! Mindy! And another guy, Roz?
Another one?
Well, I'm seeing double.
No, there's not. There's one guy, Roz, and one Scarecrow.
Well, I thought Scarecrows were supposed to be scary.
Yeah! And what are you doing in that bush? Snooping?
Looks to me like they were sleuthing.
Sleuthing? That's even worse.
We weren't sleuthing, Dennis. We were observing.
Oh, that's just a fancy science word for sleuthing.
That's not a bad point.
Anyway, Mindy and I were just about to head inside for some dinner, and since you're all here, would any of you like to join us?
Oh, I'd love to, except I'm still full from all the tomatoes I ate earlier.
Tomatoes? What tomatoes?
You know, the tomatoes! The free ones from this free garden! They're free!
Oh, no.
Free garden? This is my vegetable patch!
And I haven't been able to eat anything ever since I had that bushel of peppers I picked out of here.
My peppers?
Well, I ain't been eating your vegetables, Mr. Rossi.
Well, that's a relief.
But I did carve all your pumpkins into boo-boo beanie boppers.
So, wait a minute. All of you have been the ones ransacking my vegetable garden?
Well, yeah.
Looks like you were worried about the wrong kind of pest, Guy Raz.
Oh, if I were a pest, I'd be called the Dennis Beetle.
Ooh, I'd be a stink bug.
Excuse me?
Tommy! Ew!
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hey, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Annika from New Jersey, and I'm wow in the world is that goblin sharks were discovered 100 years ago, and we still know very little about them. They have a big nose to help them find their prey in the deep ocean. Say hi to Reggie and Grandma G-Force.
Say what?
And Thomas Fingerling.
Huh?
And don't forget Dennis.
Well, obviously.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Charlie, and I live in Los Angeles, California. And my wow in the world is that peanuts aren't technically nuts. Say hi to Dennis for me.
Hi there.
Hi, my name is Bailey, and I live in Kings Beach, California. And my wow in the world is that there is a sea called the Dead Sea, and it has so much salt in it that you could float in it without any flotation devices or swimming. And can you guys ride Reggie? Come over, and I am your biggest fan. Bye.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I live in Robbinsville, New Jersey, and my wow is that the Mariana Trench is so deep that you can fit Mount Everest in it and still have room for more things.
My name is Franklin, and I live in New York City. My wow in the world is that it rains diamonds on Uranus, Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, I'm Blake, and I live in San Diego. And my wow in the world is that squirrels have belly buttons. Bye, thanks for calling.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Connor, and I live in Spokane Valley, Washington. My wow in the world is that the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller in the summer. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. Love your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Paige, and I'm 6.
I'm Robert, and I'm 8.
We live in New Jersey. Our wow is about scorpions.
Did you know scorpions glow in the dark when you shine a black light on them?
Bye!
Hey, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Lila, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. And my wow in the world is that jellyfish have no blood, no brains, and no bones. So I don't even know how they can move. I guess it's just natural to them. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your podcast.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. WOW in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Henry Moskal, and Tyler Thole.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new number one New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
WOW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.